T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio 1140 WRVA, now 96.1 FM. The John Marshall Foundation does some great work in our area, and they were thrilled to pass along some information, which I feel compelled to pass along to you, a play called The King of Crimes. It's all about treason and court case held in front of John Marshall, presented free, by the way, to members of Richmond Public Schools, middle school students, high school students. I'm thrilled to tell you, we actually have the playwright with us, David L. Robbins. David, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Number one, thank you for agreeing to be here, and thank you for what looks to me to be one fascinating play.
You know, I'm not trying to quibble you, but it's about four fascinating plays. Well, I'll tell you why. Because the first and foremost, it's a civics lesson. You know, it's a play, but it's primarily a civics lesson for, as you just mentioned, area educators and area students. And I think if there's one place, perhaps the United States is let down, maybe it's in civics education. I mean, I grew up at a time when, you know, how a bill was made was something you had to know to get through, you know, elementary school. So,
yeah.
The John Marshall Foundation has, I think, done a real service to the community in keeping with their mandate to spread the word about the importance and the gravitas of that our native son here in Richmond, John Marshall, and how he's mattered so much in history.
Yeah.
At the same time, by putting this play on and making it free and available to educators and students in the city, they're being inoculated with a really great civics lesson about you know, citizens' free access to the court and how it was guaranteed by people like John Marshall, and
yeah,
spreading, you know, the gospel about John Marshall.
Well, all right. So tell me a little bit about the play, and I guess I'd like to know as well, what prompted you to actually write it?
Well, what prompted me was I got hired to write.
Oh, fair enough. All right. Well, free yeah. enterprise system still works. I'm glad to hear
yeah.
that.
Well, you know, I mean, the John Marshall Foundation, look, I'm going to give them a lot of props because they're the ones who are the visionaries on this.
Yeah.
I'm the pro from Dover that was brought in to do it. But it was their vision to kind of capitalize on the spreading fame of this play, this Hamilton play, that, again, while being highly entertaining, is also a pretty good civics lesson.
Yeah.
So they got inspired by the success of Hamilton. You know, they notified me, and I teach at VCU, but I'm also a novelist and a playwright, and I'm also a retired attorney. So I had this kind of varied background to understand. As a former attorney, I understand the legalisms in play.
Right.
As a playwright, I understand the construct of a play. As a novelist, I understand finding the story in the midst of all this miasma of history. And as an historian, I can understand the materials and take an interest in the materials and format the events. So
okay.
I think they felt I was a good person for this. In terms of the story, what kind of works like this, it's they asked me to write a play about the John Marshall presiding over the Aaron Burr treason trial.
Mm-hmm.
But the play and the lessons attendant to it is not so much about the trial, which it is, but think about America when this play took place in 1807. Mm-hmm. So we got the 13 original colonies, their states. But we've got Florida owned by the Mexicans, I mean by the Spanish. We've got Mexico owned by the Spanish. We've got, you know, all the way out to California Spanish. The central part of the country is still Native American. We've had the Louisiana Purchase, which was two territories, the Orleans and the Louisiana territories. We've had that for 4 years. And then we've got a couple territories, you know, Tennessee, Ohio, Kentucky. These are not yet states; they're proto states. So you've got a lot of constituent parts, ingredients to a very young America that are not yet really bound to America. You know, the Frenchmen and the trappers in New Orleans territory, they don't care about Tom Jefferson. Certainly the Spaniards and the adventurers and trappers in the Floridas and the Texas, they don't care about Tom Jefferson.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a tinderbox, Jeff. Yeah. And into this volatile mix stepped the former vice president, very famous man, charismatic leader, and the duelist and the killer of Hamilton is Aaron Burr, who by every description was almost a Paul Bunyan-ish character. He was a remarkably native-born leader. None of his men ever questioned him. He had loyalties to death. So into this mix, this proto-America, steps this charismatic character.
Yeah.
Now, he is a mortal enemy of Thomas Jefferson, who's our president. And so there was a great deal of pressure coming from the presidency, coming from all the powers of the presidency, to prosecute and find Aaron Burr guilty of treason.
Mm.
And then you take a guy, a native Richmonder, born here, lived here, worked here, died here, buried, which is one of the reasons why we have such a vested interest in learning about him, because he's ours.
Sure.
You take this man and you preside him over this case where Aaron Burr is this massive mythic figure. Thomas Jefferson, no slouch himself, again, a massive mythic figure. And then so much pressure of the trials being weighed in the newspapers. It's on everyone's tongue. It's the cause celebre for an entire year across America. And John Marshall is challenged with doing the right, fair thing by obeying the law, by ignoring the pressures in the newspaper and from the president. And so the trial itself is almost an afterthought to this parade, this theater that America was at the time.
So it is almost, I mean, I hate to minimize it, but in many ways, for the time, it's almost like a reality show playing out for an audience, is it not?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, that's beautifully said. And I think audiences are seeing that. I couldn't help but inject some humor into the play. It's not a grim play. I mean, first of all, it is the John Marshall Foundation's mandate and their grant is to put this on for young minds.
Right.
And so we can only give it but so much gravitas. There has to be humor. There's some slapstick. But look, I'm real proud. We've had adult performances, public performances, and every ticket has been sold. There has not been a ticket available.
Wow. Well, good for you. I was just going to ask you when the next performance is or where we might be able to go see it, but from the sounds of it, we might have to wait a while.
Well, you know, you've got a lot of listeners. You're a popular cat. If they line up and start making demands, I'm sure the John Marshall Society can have their wrists twisted to put it on. But the run ends tomorrow night. There are only a handful of public performances, and the rest of the resources have been marshaled for the kids.
Okay.
But
right, let me ask you: Is your manuscript going to be available? Are they publishing that as a book?
Well, I don't think I'm chasing my tongue off a cliff here. I won't go into details, but the John Marshall Foundation is a really competent organization. I really enjoyed my association with them and have been impressed from seeing them from the inside.
Yeah.
And they have Lacey Ward is their executive director. He's new on the job. And they are pretty much hitting the ground running with this play. I, as the playwright, am a spectator on all this. But there is already mature discussions, and I won't say where, but there's already mature discussions to take this play to a couple localities, one in Virginia and one very major city on the East Coast.
Okay.
So it's entirely possible with just what's in the pipeline now that several hundred thousand school children will get a chance to see this play in the next year.
I love it.
This is all in the works, and I don't think I'm allowed to say more.
Okay.
But yes, the answer to that is, I think, an enthusiastic yes.
Okay. Well, and I will tell you this, David. Again, I haven't seen it yet, but I want to figure out a way that I can go see it. My youngest, the
Jeff,
junior.
Jeff, you be my guest tomorrow night.
Well,
let me know after we hang up. You let me know what you want to do. I'll get you in. I'm
okay.
The playwright, dude.
Well, I'm going to offer some services as well. My youngest, the junior, Mr. Katz, has memorized and is capable of performing the entire Hamilton play. So maybe the only thing missing is one or two rap or hip-hop style tunes. I'll put Joe Katz in touch with you. I'm telling you, you guys are off to Broadway, and I'll know you when.
You know me now. That's good enough for me, bud.
I love it. Well, listen, number one, thank you for doing this. Thanks again to the John Marshall Foundation, the John Marshall Society, for making it available to school kids in Richmond free of charge. That is wonderful. I know it's got to warm your heart as well as it does ours. And I really am looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to having you back. We'll talk about whatever the next project is as well at some point.
I look forward to it. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. That is David Robbins. He has written a play called The King of Crimes. He wrote it for the John Marshall Foundation, the John Marshall Society. Performances. I'm trying to think of a good word here. Yeah, performances are limited at this point. Every ticket has been sold. So once there are more tickets available, there are other venues available, I'll let you know. But one of the reasons I absolutely wanted to chat about that is because the John Marshall Foundation, the John Marshall Society, wanted to make sure that every middle schooler, every high schooler in the city of Richmond was able to see this. And from the sounds of it, David has put together one heck of a play. So if you have a chance, the Marshall Foundation is a good one. The Marshall Society is a valuable organization, and we're really very, very lucky to have them in Richmond. Also, if you haven't been to the John Marshall House, I mean, there are a lot of people that haven't, you might want to take a look at it. It's pretty interesting stuff. Jeff Katz, News Radio 1140 WRBA, and now 96.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.